RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.
Now, Emma.
Yeah.
You went to premiere. You got us another interview. Another famous face joined you on the red carpet. We're talking about Bridgerton. I love the show, so I'm very excited for this interview.
This is one that I was really excited about. So it wasn't a premiere as such. It was actually a kind of cast get together where they did like a Q&A. So I was lucky enough, I managed to weasel my way in. I got a seat up the front listening to all of them. And I also got to grab some of them for a chat on the red carpet. So as we know, right, each season, so it's coming back for its third season. It's going to be on May 16th on Netflix, right? So as we know, if you're a fan of the show, each season kind of focuses on a different couple. So we know in season one, we saw the love blossom between Daphne Bridgerton and Duke Simon. You'll remember that. In season
two. Who could forget?
I know. Steamy. And in season two, we watched Anthony Bridgerton and Kay Sharma fall in love, right? For season three, I think the love story that we would all like to see and that we're all hoping for is Penelope Featherington and Colin Bridgerton. We're
100%.
hoping they finally get together. We have been rooting for them, right? So I spoke to Nicola Coughlan and Luke Newton, who play Penelope and Colin, all about their relationship. And this is what they had to say.
Penelope's been pining for Colin for the last two seasons. Yeah. What advice would you give to Penelope?
I'd probably give her terrible advice. I'm like, forget about him. Like, there's plenty more fish in the sea, move on. But actually, they are soulmates, so that would be bad advice, you know?
Also, the advice that you would give is probably what she does this year.
Yeah, 100%. Like, move on, find someone else. And
So is she coming back more confident this year?
In a way, yeah. I think she's more resolved and she's a bit like, okay, this guy, it's not happening. He's not into me. Yeah. So I've got to find a husband to get away from my family. I'm going to go do that. And he's like, I'll help you. And she's like, cool. I have no feelings for you whatsoever. That sounds fine.
They kind of grow up independently, but also together.
Yeah.
It's kind of a really cool twist of a journey.
So is it like she plays hard to get and then all of a sudden Colin wants her?
Well, not in so many ways. I
think he finally sees her. She stops like being a lovesick puppy over him. In season one and two, it would never have worked.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're not at that level. Whereas now they are finally on a level together and see each other as grown-ups and respect one another. And they've had love for one another always, but it just grows and changes.
And there's a defining moment when he sees her in a different light for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's not actually because of her change of interest. It's just there's a spark between them, I guess. Yeah.
Can't wait to see it. And finally, how do you think Colin would react if he found out that she was Lady Whistledown?
Oh my lord. I feel like he would react the worst out of everyone in the town.
I mean, she slagged off a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, you should be worried.
He's also a sensitive boy. I'd love, we'll see, I'm sure.
So lots to come for Penelope and Colin in season three of Bridgerton, which I'm very excited about.
We also love that an Irish gal she's the main character.
Oh, she is the main character and we're loving that. I did speak to some other members of the cast, but one person that I want to talk about, Queen Charlotte. So we know that Queen Charlotte had her own spin-off, Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story, where we got to see, I suppose, a bit more of an in-depth look into her life and the person she is, right? I have something to tell you about her, but before I do that, I asked Golda, who plays Queen Charlotte, if she's going to let her guard down. Now that we know her a bit better, will she let her guard down in the next season of Bridgerton? And this is what she had to say.
Absolutely not.
Why would she?
Why would she?
Why would
she's
she?
Having too much fun. Oh my goodness, no.
Isn't that the most Queen Charlotte response ever? But after the event, right, I was kind of loitering around waiting to leave and I just felt something on my arm. Somebody grabbed my arm and it was Golda, who plays Queen Charlotte. And she said to me, oh my God, I just want to tell you. She says, I love RTE2FM. And I said, sorry, what? And she goes, my wife is from Galway, so every time we're in Ireland, we listen to RTE2FM.
Stop it.
And she said that at Christmas time, she said, we travelled from the north of the country right down to the south. She said, we stopped off in loads of places. We listened to 2FM the whole time. And she said to me, I bet you I heard you on the radio.
There you go. She probably heard her not in the FM playlist.
She probably did. So that is Bridgerton. It's going to be back on Netflix. I cannot wait for it. Season 3, May 16th. We have it all to look forward to.
RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.